Nakore Apparel is a lifestyle brand inspired by and created for those who unabashedly seek, speak, and live in truth. Nakore is the African Adinkra symbol for truthfulness, and the clothes speak truth in all its forms with the ultimate aim of love and justice. If you're down to expand the culture, break barriers, and eradicate injustice wherever you find it, then Nakore Apparel is the brand for you. Go to NakoreApparel.com. That's N-O-K-O-R-E Apparel.com.
Nakore, apparel for truth tellers.
Drunk Mind Sober Thoughts Podcast.
Yo, this is DJ Brainstorm on the mic with you right now, coming to you live and direct with episode number 381 of the Drunk Mind Sober Thoughts Podcast. The DMST Podcast is back. Thank you to everybody tuning in on Facebook Live right now and on YouTube to do a podcast, and everybody tuning in throughout the week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, the TuneIn Radio app, Nowooshka.
Nowooshka. Yes,
anywhere, wherever, however you get your podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in this week. Playboy, how you feeling?
Feeling great, man. Playboy the DJ, Playboy DA DJ. I'm back this week, man. Had some family stuff going on last week, but another show, another week. Let's get it.
Dev, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man. Ready to go, man. You know what I mean? My top five right here, Crazy Lazy Busy Wish and Flesh. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I was peeping out the shirt. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm feeling good, man. Ready to go.
I got to see if that one app is open where I still, I had some t-shirts made. Had the, what was it called? The t-shirt app or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got to see if it's still up. I got a couple things I need to get made.
Yeah, man.
Playboy, how was your week?
My week been cool. Past couple weeks. Just a lot of stuff going on at the actual job, transitioning with some different stuff, man. I ain't going to dive into it, but kind of gave some ultimatums regarding my career as far as with them. So let's just say we in negotiations. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, let me share something with y'all real quick. I need y'all opinion on this. So get a phone call saying that Layton has his phone at school. Get his phone. And, you know, he's taking selfies and pictures at school and shit. What we didn't realize, went deeper into his phone, he's addicted to porn.
What you mean by addicted, man?
He got over 100 pictures of porn.
Sheesh.
In his phone. He's 10 years old. I ain't scared to share it, but I need y'all opinion. It wasn't just regular. It was like anime, porn, and different stuff like that.
Oh, he's eclectic.
Yeah. So I have a 10-year-old.
Let me not joke.
No, it's, I'm going to tell you why it's funny as hell to me. Because when I seen it, it wasn't just pictures that was like just there. It was saved and documented. Like, it was saved. Like,
so he's eclectic and organized.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
Fuck organized noise, organized porn.
I'm asking y'all how. I mean, I had to talk with him. You know what I'm saying? At 10 years old, I had to have a talk with him about the birds and the bees. And I'm still shocked by it because
you think it's early.
He didn't lead on, he didn't lead on to none of that shit. As far as me even thinking that he was thinking about that stuff, and I asked him, and he was just like, "I'm like, go ahead, ask him some real ass questions. Like, you thinking about? I'm like, you can be honest with me, son. You know, I know the feelings you're going through, your experience. I said your dad been there. I said your uncle's been there. You know,
yeah,
we all been there. And he was just like, yeah. I'm like, damn. I'm thinking in my head, like, God damn, man. So my week was cool.
I think for me, I discovered myself at 12.
Right. Okay. So yeah.
So that summer before middle school is when the world opened up.
Right.
Right. And Vanessa Del Rio became a main character in my life.
Right.
A main character.
Yeah, man.
Menage a trois. People don't even know who that is.
Oh,
she had the long tongue. That's when the record. That's when the stealing of the Orno videos from Pops and rewinding them back to the right spot.
Yep,
was prevalent. So yeah. ten is. I mean, we in the ballpark. You know what I'm saying? But mine was 12. So, right. I mean, it's a natural part of progression, man. You just you. Yeah. This is the thing. You want to push stuff like that off as long as possible. Now that it's here, you got to deal with it.
I got to deal with it.
But it's the same thing with, you know, I don't even want to think about it with girls, but it's the same thing when it comes to, like, even with, you know, with my daughters, you know, my 17-year-old will be 18 in a couple months. I mean, that's different, but my 10-year-old, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to the dating aspect and wanting to be friends, have little boyfriends and finding stuff in the phone, it's just a natural progression. It's a human progression to eventually... Oh, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Every human becomes a sexual being at some point. It's just human nature. You just want to hold off as long as you possibly can.
And, yeah, and our environment causes it to be maybe come on a little sooner because it's so available. And I mean, and it's not like, I always feel like, as I think back to us being, obviously us having a 13-year-old at the house. And I think back to being like, all right, at what age was I really starting to just be like, oh, I can't wait till everybody leave. Because you know what's going to happen when everybody leave the house or whatever. You know, it's just
it's
like.
Up,
if it's up, then it's up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? So, but it, and it probably was that age, you know. In fact, I know it was that age, 12 to 13-ish. I know it was that age, you know. And so it's like, but for us, we had to have, like you said, the VHS tape, and you had to make sure you put it right back to the same spot. So we had to be a hell of a lot more sneaky because it was so much easier for us to get caught, and it wasn't as available. Here, it's just right there, and they don't. I'm gonna tell you this, like I've told Corleisha some at one point, the fact that, because he's gonna get to the point that he knows how to hide it. So the fact that he doesn't know how to hide things yet.
Oh.
Count it as a blessing and count it as scary too, because like you as a parent, I feel like you should go to your child's phone to be looking and seeing what's in there and seeing what they doing. And if they don't know how to hide stuff yet, you still get that entryway into what they doing.
That's the thing though. He had it somewhere that I don't go through his phone. His mother do. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I go through, I don't want to say I don't go to check shit, but I just didn't think that he would be, I went through his pictures before, but he didn't have it hidden in his pictures. It was somewhere else. But you see, it's the other thing. Now, this is the aspect of when ass whooping comes along in a situation. To put the cherry on top, the part that scares me is that he wound up creating some type of thing online to be able to do stuff, saying he's 30 years old and all this other bullshit.
But that's the only way they can do it.
And so that, born in 93 or some shit or whatever the case, that's the part that
smart
got to,
kids,
that's the reason that me and him, you know, had to square up. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, whoa. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's going too far, though. Yeah.
You know, like, now I'm worried about motherfuckers on the outside, you know, entertaining whatever he profile or whatever the case he's trying to do, man. You know, that type of shit. That's what really, the fact that him thinking about sex and stuff, I ain't worried about that because that's natural. But the reality is that aspect.
The being smart about your safety online. So, yeah, I don't know how you balance that, to be perfectly honest. Because, I mean, they got to have you. They have to have phones in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, it's a wrap.
There are phones out there that you only can use them for calls and stuff
that. That's what has been downgraded to. Now he can only receive and make phone calls. He can't go online.
You can buy phones that don't even give them those measures. But it's like so they need them. I don't know, man. It's whole new territory because it's like obviously the parenting thing is new to me, but like the environment in which we're doing it is still so new. It's even different from what Alyssa being that age.
Yeah,
it's
different.
Yeah,
you know. So it's and that one that long ago.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple of days ago. Last show I think is and I wasn't talking about it with our. I think I missed like talking about it with our age. I think we're a little different, but these younger once you get below 30, It's like 5 years. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. 5 years are the differentiating marks. Like, once you hit like that 5 year mark, changes. The experience is totally different.
Yeah, I feel that.
And it's weird to put it like that, but you know what I mean? Like, Amir, McKenzie, Layton are experiencing life way different than Alyssa.
Yeah.
And like your nephew. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're experiencing life. And it's like for us, when we were 17 and we had a 13-year-old little brother, like, it wasn't that far off. Mm-hmm. But now 17 to 13, nigga, 17 to 10 might as well be 30 to 10.
Yeah.
With the way the world is just different now, man. 5 years is like a really huge gap in how they experience stuff. That's so, a good point. And it's crazy how I remember when we was recording Real Spit. Mm-hmm. And they got to be roughly around 30 now, late 20s at the very least.
But I think so.
I remember they was having a conversation one time, and they was talking about how the women went on there was on talking about how they didn't really know how to ride dudes. And I'm like, but y'all grew up with access to like phones, but it was still kind of new to them. Mm-hmm. Like when I think about it, like they grew up with access to phones, obviously, but our kids, them 10 to 13, 12, like
it's automatic.
It's automatic. Like they was on tablets at 2. Mm-hmm. So it is different for them. Like where it might have been for the people in their 20s, kind of like still taboo. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the kids got access to everything.
Mm-hmm. I learned that.
And they talk about
that's the same shit. I ain't going to mention this one because there's other parents involved in this. But even some kids, as far as like, say, like 7 to 9, mm-hmm. access to porn and different shit.
Listen, mm-hmm.
this shit is crazy.
Listen, mm-hmm. if people are getting access to their friends, mamas, OnlyFans pages.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into nothing else. I will tell y'all after the show.
Right.
And maybe give y'all some evidence. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean, for research.
What do you do? What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do as a kid when they stumble across your mama's OnlyFans page?
And the problem is your kid may not even be on it like that, but the other kids they're around may be on it. And then if y'all, that's their introduction to it or a lot of times or whatever. And I agree with y'all. I mean, both y'all saying things that's 100% true where it's like, like you said, everybody's going to become sexual beings at some point. You just hope that it's further down the road. But the problem is, in today's climate, it ain't going to be further down the road.
Be further.
Unfortunately.
Man, and, it sucks, man.
And yeah.
But that was my week, you know.
Well, brother, damn. You need it. I'm glad yesterday was 420.
Right. Brother, ew. Like that name.
All right, Dev, how was your weekend? Also, James, that's in the feed where you got that shirt from.
Oh, duh, I got it from it's Top Five. It's called Top Five is the company, and then you can put in whatever words you want. So you know what I mean. So
like the T-shirt app, like I was just talking about, basically.
Yeah, but it's an app that specializes in. It's literally called Top Five.
The list. Okay.
So they got a bunch of different lists. You can do that. You can make your own or whatever. But they had a bone, the Crazy Lazy Busy Witch Flash. So I just took the commas off.
Shit, I got a shirt like that. I actually bought it basically too small, so I only worn it once. Mm-hmm. But it's like all the characters from Fresh Prince. So it's like mm-hmm. Uncle Phil, Unveil, mm-hmm. Will, you know, all of mm-hmm. Ashton Carter, all the way down to Jeff. In fact, it was on his page.
Oh, okay.
Jackson Jeff's page. I bought it off of his page.
Oh, okay. But yeah. So Top Five is the name of the Top Five Tees, something like that. But you go on there, you can get a bunch of Top Five stuff.
I'm going to get one.
But my week was cool, man. Nothing too. We in the middle of testing and stuff at the school, so it was, you know, it was just been a long week, long week, proctoring tests 4 out of the 5 days. Hmm. But you know, we're in a bit of a transition in our building our network at the school. So I don't sugarcoat. I have feelers out into the community, so I've been conversing with some other schools and stuff like that in the area. So hopefully something will shake there. I had my second spring ball installed this weekend, so it was cool. We did classroom work last weekend. We got on the field this Saturday. It was cold, but I'm able to get out there. Go through some of our past concepts, stuff like that. It was cool, man. But we still got other athletes doing other sports, so baseball and track. So we had a full complement of players there, so couldn't do everything. But you know what I mean? But it was cool, man. So getting used to working with the kids, getting to know the players up at Warrensville. So, and then gearing up for the season, man. So, yeah, that's been about it. Nothing too crazy this week at all. What about you, Brainstorm? How your week?
It wasn't too crazy, but had my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law in over the weekend, so they were here from Friday until just a little bit earlier today. So, you know, entertaining over the weekend, which ain't as much for me right now, because if it was just them, so her stepdad, Carissa's stepdad, didn't come, so it wasn't like, you know, if he was around, I would be
doing more,
made more, yeah. So I got to sit in the basement, watch some playoffs and things like that over the weekend. And but I'm a little tired, man. We was up all night last night just kind of talking. Like, we ain't really getting to bed till like almost 5, man. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm old. I don't be staying up this late, you know, all the time. But it was cool. It was cool seeing them. And then, you know, we'll be back down there in the summer some point. But I don't think nothing crazy. At least my week was calm other than that. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy.
Thank goodness. All right.
You need to.
All right. Real quick, anything? I know we mentioned it real quick. Game one with the Cavs. I expect them to win the series. I still think it could get a little ugly at some point, just because the Cavs are the Cavs right now, and that's what they've been doing the whole second half of the season. But I can see this easily being over in 5 games. Yeah. To be honest, Orlando just can't score good enough to really beat the Cavs. You know, if the Cavs kind of start being the Cavs, then Orlando will take 2 games.
Right.
But if the Cavs do what they're supposed to do, I think this could be 5.
Yeah, they'll have a point guard. So the Magic need a point guard bad. They really need a Darius Garland. That's the thing that's frustrating about the Cavs is we have the majority of the pieces. They just don't always execute like we have the majority of the pieces. So because they always compare this us to like Portland from a couple years ago when you got Dame and you got with us Donovan. You got Darius, and then you had C.J. McCollum. But the difference is we also have Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, and they didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part that keeps frustrating me with the Cavs is we have a top 3 overall 7-foot power forward who can guard point guards and centers, who now has developed a 3-point shot, who can score in the post, who can score in the mid-range, who you – feed in the first quarter, scores 14 points in the first quarter, 16 in the first half, and ends the game with 18 points. That can't happen.
They stopped giving them the ball, though.
That cannot happen, man. So
I think that's going to happen on a team that has a Darius Garland, too.
Donovan
Mitchell.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever. I got my thoughts about that down the road. But for right now, I feel like if the Cavs played up to snuff, if the Cavs played up to their potential, they could play with damn near anybody in the NBA. But the problem is at times they don't play like that. So we'll see, man. I don't anticipate them losing this first round series. We will see, though. I don't anticipate it. It's going to be a hell of a task in the second round, you know, because they're definitely going to run into the Celtics.
Yeah,
and then we're going to see what we're going to see what it's about.
Yep.
At that point. So, yeah. But I was watching some, Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, but, they were saying in playoff NBA basketball is a different sport. It's different. It is a different sport. It's a different level of intensity. It is where the NBA really separates itself from college basketball and any version of women's basketball.
Yeah.
It's when the intensity and focus of women's basketball meets the athleticism and otherworldly abilities of men's basketball. It's where the cream rises. It's, you know what I mean? It's where it's really unmatched to see, you know what I mean, Anthony Edwards in his first big time series against Kevin Durant. You can't get that nowhere else. And then he hitting fadeaway jumpers on KD and screaming in his face.
Shit talking him too, yeah. Yeah, he was shit talking him.
It's the pinnacle of fucking athleticism, man. But this puts me over into another topic too, real quick, before we even get into this. They were posting, let me pull it up as I talk. They were posting Caitlin Clark's salary. For the first two years.
I'm so tired of that conversation this week. People losing their damn minds.
I mean, I'm not. The reason, I mean, Brainstorm always say he's tired of. I'm not tired of the thing because I think it needs to be clarified why it is
Is. That's what I'm about to say. I know I'm tired of hearing about her, but it was the people acting so surprised about the salaries and stuff. And I guess it's a good thing because it's more people paying attention to it now, so they're actually looking at the numbers or whatever, but it's like it's been that way.
Yeah.
And for the people, and maybe you'll go there with your next point, but for the people that's really complaining about it on social media randomly out the blue now, buy a ticket. Tune in. Increase the ratings. That's why they can't, if the ratings were they get a better TV contract. So let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So her salary is like $76,000, then like $82,000 the second year, and like $93,000 the third year. And they're like, oh, my God, she's not getting paid. Look at what Caitlin Clark is getting paid. The number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. The pay discrepancy. The pay wage gap between men and women's back.
And it ain't close.
First of all, if you want to hear about, I wish we could do this without getting flagged. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll post it on our page and people can watch the rest of the video. Bill Burr's joke in his second to last stand-up special about the women's pay gap is one of the greatest bits in the history of comedy. He talks about like, y'all wanted a league, we fucking funded a league and y'all don't go to the games.
Yep.
This is on y'all, this is not on us. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to watch women's I got men's basketball to watch. You have the league, mm-hmm. They're there. In multiple cities, go to the games. Mm-hmm. People like Brainstorm was just saying, they get paid based off revenue, ticket sales.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, compared to money brought in, women disproportionately get paid more money against the amount of money that comes into the league than men. Men just generate billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But they get a smaller percentage of the pie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. WNBA women get a bigger percentage of the pie. They just don't generate enough.
In actuality, LeBron should get paid even more than what he gets paid now. We have a whole city, a whole downtown that transformed because that man played in Cleveland. If we keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? Dan leveraged a lot of that shit and got that casino built and all that stuff. And a lot of these new buildings that's going up downtown was leveraged off the back stuff. The fact that from 2003 to 2010, that man played here, you know, and downtown was the place to be.
Facts.
Y'all know it wasn't nothing going on in downtown in Cleveland. Nope. You got off work, you went home back to your city.
Because you had businesses that closed down because
they clear. Yeah. You know, we go to other cities, and it's like downtown is a place to be in. Ours didn't used to be that like it is now. Mm-mm. And people living down there. Yeah. So him a alone. Lot of that. Yep. A lot of that was that, you know.
Yeah. So, but this is also a thing too. I was watching, and I agree 1,000,000%. Everybody wants instant. I don't want to go too far. Everybody wants instant gratification. If everybody just chills, things will settle, and then you can move on, and we can live life. What I mean by that is, everybody initially went crazy. Oh, they get paid a certain amount. Just let the noise die down, and then let reality set in. Because the reality is, women's basketball as a professional league has been around since like the 70s. Men have been around since like the 40s. It took us about 30 years to get to a point where we wasn't fucking tape delayed. It took Michael Jordan in the 80s to get us to the point where people gave a fuck about the NBA. And then you got shoe sales. It took about 40 years for the NBA to become what the NBA became.
Right.
And then you get to this point, we're about 70 years in to get to the point where you got Jaylen Brown making $300 million over the fuck he's making, mm-hmm. $20 million. So, in essence, I heard him talking about one woman can't do it. I saw Michael Jordan do it. In essence, let the progression happen. The progression of the sport is going to naturally happen. You're going to get your Caitlin Clark. She has 35 nationally televised games.
Yeah,
you got the two girls in. You got Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Let them build. Let this shit build up and become what it's going to be. It's going to take time. It took the NBA time.
Right.
What the fuck? They was playing NBA Finals games on tape delay.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas already on ESPN. The game had already happened. The stats was in the paper before the shit even came on TV. Mm-hmm. And we talking about the 1970s.
They already had the parade route nigga, scheduled. Already.
Yeah.
And outlined. And you're like, oh, I'm going to watch this game tonight, though. I heard Larry Bird had 35 last night. Let me see what he did.
So I just feel like everybody to chill. Let this progression naturally happen. They will make the money. They will get the endorsements. Caitlin Clark is making $70,000 in salary, probably a million in endorsements. She got her own shoe.
Mm-hmm.
The shoe probably going to be fire. All the girls going to be wearing her shoe. Angel Reese going to get her Barbie shoe. Everybody, just chill. Let the shit happen, man. Let Angel Reese Jordan versus Caitlin Clark Bird become Magic versus Bird become a thing. Right. And in a couple years, Juju going to be Jordan. Is she gonna take this shit over?
Yeah.
So let Magic vs. Bird do their thing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, let it happen, man.
And go to the games.
Go to the games if y'all want to make money. Buy tickets.
Because if we had a team, I see James said in the feedback, like when the Rockers were here, we went to more than a few games back in the day.
Mm-hmm. And but it ain't your job. The fuck? Mm-hmm. The reason why I say it ain't your job is because it's the women complaining about the wage gap, but they ain't going to the games.
And the reason they're just finding out about it is because you ain't been going and watching these past years.
Whew, you got to watch the Bill Burr stand up, though, man. It's funny as hell.
They just being typical.
Yeah. So, but shout out to first of all, I always joke, shout out to the homie Bill. We used to always joke about this back in the day. But I just love the fact how the WNBA go from the NCAA championship. A week later, draft. 2 weeks later, training camp. Nigga, the season starts in a month, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, 2-3 weeks it starts. Yeah.
The season is about to start. They don't play no fucking games, baby. They're going to take a pause in the middle of the season for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the season about to start. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get this Caitlin Clark, you know what I mean, hype train on the road in like May 24th.
And people are going to tune in. I mean, she's gonna be on TV all her games.
Yeah,
people gonna tune in. So
yeah, I'm tuning in.
Yeah. I do want to see how she's gonna do in the league.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, while we on a little bit of a sports thing, can y'all want to answer that question early now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we'll put this graphic up for everybody that's watching it online, and then for the people that's not, we'll talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this on Twitter a couple weeks back. Maybe two, three weeks back. So it was a guy that put a post up and said, if someone offered you $10 million to complete any of the following with no advanced prep whatsoever, which would you choose? And he gave three different choices. So the first one is...
Oh, it's not showing up. Hold on. 1 second, man. Hold on. Why is this not showing up? That's there. Photos. Why are they showing up, man? Hold on.
Yeah, that's the
audacity.
Want to do a commercial real quick?
No, just
head and shoulder shampoo.
Hold on, let me add some shit. I'm about to do it right now. I'm gonna just do it. We go. This is live. They all right. They don't give a. They better go the fuck on somewhere. Browse for the file. I downloaded it, didn't I? I sure did. Hold on. Y'all are live on DMST. Mm-hmm. And you are getting an exclusive. Boom. Nigga, don't play with it. Don't be dishonest. Ain't that song go? All right. Boom. We here. Are we up?
Price Antilla, right?
Yep.
All right, got a new one out that's... That's actually not bad. Everybody's been talking about it. I've heard a few songs off of it. That's actually not bad. All right. So, yeah. So, anyway, somebody put the post up. It says, if someone offered you $10 million to complete one of the following with no advanced prep whatsoever. So, no advanced prep. Which would you choose? And they gave you three choices. One, score 3 baskets in an NBA game. 2, run or catch a pass for a first down in an NFL game. And then 3, hit a pitch from a Major League Baseball pitcher into play. So not a foul ball, not whatever, into play. I'm going to take one off the table right now that I think everybody should be realistic and take off the table.
It's only one answer, but go ahead. It's only one answer.
There's one you should take off the table is hit a pitch from a Major League Baseball pitcher.
The only answer is run.
Nobody can do that. Nobody. People underestimate how fast a pitch.
Yeah.
And if y'all think y'all can, go to your local batting cage. put a quarter in it. Well, I don't know how much it costs, whatever it is. Obviously, it ain't a quarter. That was a long time ago. I was playing baseball. But go to the batting cage, put it on, put it on
60.
Shit, put it on 60.
Yeah.
And see how fast that ball get above you real quick.
The only answer is two. Take a snap, quarterback sneak for an inch. It doesn't give you yardage.
No. For a first down.
A first down.
You got to get 10 yards.
No, you don't.
Oh, you're trying
30 inches. They not giving me no parameters. They not giving. Man, so they didn't say.
He going to do the logic for it.
They didn't say you got to score three threes. They didn't say you got to score three half-court shots. They said it could be three layups. I can stand down low and score three layups and never move. Don't play defense at all for 48 minutes. I'm just going to stand down here, and I'm going to cherry pick. I could do that. Man, or it could be 30 inches.
Dev's going to bring the logic in.
Fall over.
Man,
come on, that's the fucking answer.
Are we back to a black screen?
Oh, shit.
Dev gonna come with the logic on it, man.
You know what's so crazy? I didn't even think about it that way.
Hey, you know,
quarterback.
Welcome, back. Welcome, hey boy. Welcome. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm thinking like, all right. So taking that part off the table, but he is right. You cherry pick all day long. Yeah. So you're right. You're right. What you got?
I mean, if I didn't think about it how he said
it. That's what I'm taking. Yeah. Dev gonna come with the logic about it.
Absolute sense now.
That's the
absolute sense.
But it is what they say, like $10 million. So it's like, yeah, you gotta do what you gotta
nigga,
do.
Nigga, I gotta do what I gotta do. Yeah. Sad hit, nigga. First, fuck that.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna probably say run and catch with a first down, too, or pass, number two. I mean, I can hit a wide open jump shot, but.
In the NBA game is crazy.
Yeah.
The closeout probably going to be crazy. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about, how fast they actually close out on your – I was watching somebody, the guy from Boston today, hit the three-pointers. Like I forgot his name. He like four in the first half. Mm-hmm. But a couple of them closeouts, I mean, guy was just right there. And I'm just looking like, these are seven-footers closing out on you. Like, come on. Like,
playing AU, seven-footers closing out on you is a tough task.
I'm getting ready to say, nigga, playing – in a YMCA league is tough enough, let alone the NBA. Yeah.
But I feel you. Open you that's why I'm saying. I'm saying down low. I'm telling them niggas I'm not playing defense. I'll take you niggas out to eat. Okay, I'm about to win $10 million. I'm not playing D today. I'm going to stay down here.
Right.
I'm going to play 405. Just toss that bitch to me. I'm cherry picking, nigga.
Layup.
Yeah. Layup. Fuck that. I'm trying to get this $10 million. I'm not doing this shit the right way.
Right.
Yeah, and I actually think the football game, like, if taking that one off the table, I think number two was kind of out too, because it's, no matter what, we underestimate how fast NFL players actually move.
But they not giving us yardage,
that's
Brainstorm.
That's why I say if we take that off the table.
Oh, I'm about to
if
say.
If we take that off the table.
It's 30 inches.
Yeah.
So, coverage. Watching professional level coverage players, DBs, safeties, coverage linebackers, the way they can flip their hips, pause, their footwork, the recovery speed. You're not catching shit on them niggas.
Right.
You're not catching a motherfucking thing. The only hope you would have is running. Because now you're at the mercy of the blockers. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you got, do I have an NFL offensive line in front of me? Then I'll take it.
Right.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm. If I got an NFL O-line in front of me, I will take it. I'll do it. I can't catch a pass on an NFL.
DB. I mean, yeah, on a DB or something. Yeah.
Okay. I can't do it. I can't. I can guarantee. We doing 7-on-7 yesterday, and high level high school linebackers and coverage safeties. Mm-hmm. It's hard to catch passes on. Once they get to their depth in a cover three and they playing football at that point, it's hard. It's difficult, man.
Right.
It's difficult.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so my answer is still gonna be number one. I think they're all three of them. Again, taking Dev logic off the table, I think number three is impossible. Again, that one's just impossible.
I don't know if it's impossible though.
You could get lucky, I guess.
Get a bunt. I'm squaring up.
It's in play.
It's in play.
It's in play. You are right. It's in play.
I'm not swinging.
I just want to know how many people are really going when you even squaring up for a bunt like
and for
you,
$10 million. I'll take that hit.
And you think that?
All
right.
I need a pad here. I need the helmet with the root around the side. And I'm gonna square up for a bunt.
Right.
I done pulled through the hole on linebackers before. I'm going to take the pitch, man.
Right.
I'm just letting you know I'm going to take the pitch. Right. If I get hit, I get hit.
Your fingers thank you later.
Yep. I'll go to the best doctor in the city. Fix my shit. I'm finger banging like a pro after I get I'm getting bionic fingers installed after that, nigga. For 10 mil?
Yeah.
But I know that is the hardest one to hit the pitch from the MLB pitcher.
I mean, you got people that are they play the game and in the split second they see the rotation and they try to pick out what pitch it is and all that stuff in the split second. It's like it's we thinking fastball. Don't let it be some off speed or curveball or something like that. You just
real quick, nigga. This is me talking about that. I know that nobody wants to talk about this. This is gonna last 30 seconds. But shout out to the Guardians, man.
Oh, they've been playing.
They play a very fun style of baseball, now, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So best record in baseball. We 24 games in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we beyond like 15 games in. It's 24 games to the season, man.
Yeah.
I'm 22 glad, games to the season.
I'm glad they got the good start because it's a long season and you got your ups and downs. You got your loss and things like that. But, you know, so it's bound to happen, ups and downs, you know, losing streaks and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you got to put them in the bag when you can put them in the bag. You know, that's what I always say about who was it? Where I'm like, you always when you get the win, you just had to get the win. It's got to.
But it's the way they playing, though, man. They're playing a style of baseball.
But they playing the way they got to play.
No. They're not. They're playing a style of baseball that shows progression in the hitters. They're not playing that scrappy ass hit it and nigga. Fucking Josh Naylor got 6 home runs and 20 RBIs in 22 games. Like Jose Ramirez got 19 RBIs in 22 games. Like they're not playing, you know. Run them, steal second,
station to
advance
station.
Them to third. Hell no, they hitting home runs. They like 10th at home runs. Yeah. They're showing progression in the players that have been in the system. So now Andrés Giménez and Josh Naylor, Bo Naylor's all right, but Tyler Freeman, obviously Jose Ramirez, Stephen Kwan is leading the league in batting average and extra base hits. It's like they're not playing like this little. Nigga, little engine that could style baseball. The pitching ain't been, it's been, you know, they've been giving 3-4 runs a game.
It's been okay, yeah.
It's been okay.
It ain't been what it's been.
They're not relying on everybody to beat everybody 2-1. Mm-hmm. Like, they're playing a style of baseball where, like, Josh Naylor is now a dangerous hitter, hidden behind Jose Ramirez. And, like, Andrés Giménez, like, they're playing a style of baseball. You're like, oh, shit. Y'all not playing little engine that could baseball this year. Like, I've watched almost every game. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed, man.
Yeah. I'm happy for him right now. Yeah. Very good job for them.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Where are we at with this?
I'm in love with where hip hop is right now.
What's beef?
Absolutely in love with because at the end of the day, I've said it for like multiple shows in a row because this shit ain't stopped. Hip hop is a competition. At the core of it, it's what it is. It's the only art form of music that is like that. Mm-hmm. It is a competition. And it's not only bringing out niggas in this beef, which are coming from everywhere. Kanye put out a fucking beef.
Yeah.
Just checked the other day. It's forcing niggas like the Baby's freestyle on LA Leakers the other day is one of the best freestyles I heard.
A little aggressive on it, yeah. He was a little aggressive on that.
But it's bringing out the competition in niggas. Like niggas is like, oh, it's a spot open? Oh, it's a spot open on that fucking on the Mount Rushmore right now, mm-hmm. And it's making niggas come to play, and I love it. Like every day is something different. You got the LA Leakers freestyle. You got Rick Ross dropping something. You got Drake coming back out. Drake is now clearly winning. This nigga then fucking released this track with Tupac voice and Snoop voice.
Yeah,
the nigga basically said, "Bitch, I get ghostwriters. I'm gonna write for ghosts." It's over.
Drake gonna troll.
So, I mean, but this is elite level trolling.
He gonna troll.
He digging Snoop like, what the fuck? Y'all using my voice now?
People were saying Snoop had to know because it was like you probably had to clear it with him. I don't know if you had to
clear
it.
No, you had to clear it.
I don't really know if you had to do something.
Niggas
like
ain't
that.
Putting shit up on Apple Music and shit, so you don't gotta clear shit. This is mixtape era.
I don't think Snoop would have cleared that.
No,
I don't think so. Yeah.
He the one that passed the torch to
Kendrick. He wouldn't say it.
No, I'm with you. I don't think he would have either. But you know what I'm saying? People are saying that online, like, oh, he had no, that, he, no yeah. whatever.
But they was talking about it's the mixtape era. If you don't put it up on Apple Music or Spotify, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
That's true. Yeah.
So No Ceilings was never available at FYE.
Right.
You can, or whatever the name of that store was, you're gonna get that shit. Yep. You're gonna get that at NOMs, nigga. Yeah, right. You're gonna get that at mom and pop shops because it was the mixtape era. He used everybody else's beats, so they just flipping the mixtape era to do different shit.
Yeah,
and they using AI, and it's just I love hip hop. I love hip hop content, and right, nigga, Chris Brown.
Yes, Chris. Chris was
might have dropped the hardest.
He did.
Now
he did.
Well,
they got to fight. They got to fight.
I'm about to say yeah. Because that last line made me scrunch my face so hard. Like, yo, did he really say that on that last line?
Ooh.
With the whole thing about they wished it was you.
Ooh.
Like, oh man, like that shit was probably a low blow. Probably. Well, I ain't gonna say probably. It was a little because
that nigga crazy. They gotta stop fucking with him.
Yeah, people gotta understand too. Like that, Chris is really a talented dude. No matter what, whatever, no matter what he did in his past, Chris is a really, really, really like we talk about these people like Jamie Foxx and them like that that can do all these different things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Chris has been out there acting. Chris has been out here dancing for a minute. Chris been dancing since he was two or whatever. Chris out there singing. Chris puts out albums that even though I was thinking about it riding up here, even though I don't pay attention to all of them that come out, but when you, like, I don't sit down and give it, like, my full 100% attention, but when you listen to it from beginning to end, they're usually pretty solid, like, all the time. He hops on other people's songs. He be hot on people's songs. I mean, Chris don't really mess with stuff, and Chris is a really, really talented dude that would be everybody's in the world's favorite if it wasn't that for that thing that happened with Rihanna. He would be everybody. He would probably be fuck Drake and all them or whatever. Chris would be everybody's favorite in the world right now. You know, so and so and people act like it, for a non-rapper, even though he has rapped in songs, he's rapped in songs, but yo, he was like, fuck it, I'm not jabbing. I'm not pity patting. We not slap boxing.
This is what I'm trying to say, Brainstorm. He has to have the hardest one out of all.
Yeah,
of
out of all these.
He did a Tupac nigga first off. Fuck your bitch and the click.
You claim
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you know exactly who I'm talking. He came out and said, "Nigga, I'm talking about you."
Yep.
It wasn't no tiptoeing, dancing around the shit, trying to figure out what do you mean by this. No, the nigga put it out there.
Yeah,
he said Quavo talking like he a thug nigga. Or you a bitch with dreads, and the ad lib is you a bitch. Like it's so disrespectful.
I want to name the pod this episode that so bad.
It's so disrespectful, it's so disrespectful man.
Yeah,
that shit's personal. This is beyond just a beef as far as like competition. This is about nigga. I don't like you personally.
But look at the real. You fuck my asshole. That's cool. I don't get no fuck, little nigga. Still a bitch. That's the
whole ass nigga.
He's just disrespecting the nigga.
Fuck your mama too. Like, so who in the background ad libbing like that? How much did the ad lib nigga get paid? Still a bitch. He make a nigga sit in the booth like just rocking or whatever. Still a bitch.
Oh, that was shit was
fuck
so
your mom too.
Fuck your mama too.
Nigga, bring me some Kool-Aid.
How ass nigga.
Say bring me some Kool-Aid.
Still a bitch is funny as hell.
I loved it though, man. Honestly, yeah, the last line was it is what I mean.
That's hilarious.
In today's climate, we're gonna overanalyze the last line and talk about how it's out of line and
he
all
said,
that shit.
Show me I'm tender, bitch. Time to prove what you said. RIP take off. He the only one that got true respect.
Yeah.
Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah that's and he
damn.
I think that was the last line, right?
No, then he kept going. Because at the end of it, he said, nigga, my mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gonna sting, nigga. I run your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got bodied by a singer, nigga. I said, oh!
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
He should have danced his way out. Move up. He should have danced his way out, man.
He said, dance his way out the booth.
Yeah, he came with it, and it's just like, hey, it is. It's like y'all been saying for these last couple weeks, though, man. It's just a part of it is refreshing to see. Especially, you know, because it's just like we was missing that. It's almost I almost look at it like the league, the NBA.
Yes.
And there was a point where niggas didn't fuck with other people, man. I mean, Paul Pierce is spitting at the Cavs bench in a preseason game, nigga. In a preseason game. Remember what was the thing in LA once when was it them and the Kings? when Shaq was hurt and they was and Shaq left the bench and niggas was about to fight in the tunnel and shit like that. He came walking around. Like, but now in the league, all of a sudden everybody's friends. That's why in a way
I love the Anthony Edwards.
I was about to say, part of me was looking at Ant yesterday like, all right, my nigga, you gotta win a playoff game. But a part of it is like, but still, announce that you're here.
Yep.
Ja Morant, he announced that he was here.
Yep.
Now, again, you gotta win a playoff series or something, but yeah, it's I kind of missed that point of
the competition.
Yeah, we missed that. Yeah. We missed the fact that, you know, at some point, Bron and Wade is friends, and Bron and Melo was friends, and these people is cool, and we taking off our jerseys and exchanging. No, fuck that.
Fuck y'all.
Fuck that. Yep. Fuck that and your whole city. I don't even stay in Miami. I stay in Fort Lauderdale, bitch. I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's the competition is back. This is brewed up. This is stirred up like niggas' competitive juices in hip hop, and I love it, man.
Yep.
And I saw the one. The Simba went on like the baby went on LA Leakers. Did his 7 hours later? Simba went on LA Leakers and did one. And like the one nigga from the West Coast. And like I just love it. Like they like, oh shit, nigga, the baby got a hard ass freestyle. Let me go there and do my freestyle.
Right.
Mm. And it's just because hip hop at the core. Like shout out to the homie Young Sean last night, real quick.
Oh yeah.
They did Impact the Culture podcast. They brought it was Charlie Clips and Fonz, T-Tap, one of my favorite battle rappers too. Yeah. They had a battle rap joint down at Captivate, which is dope. But that the reason why battle rap is what it is because it's battle rap is like you was just talking about like rec leagues. That's what battle rap is. It's just niggas who love to hoop. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I'm saying? For the soul of the game, nigga. Let's get out here, bro the ball out, check ball. Yep. And let's hoop. And that's what hip hop is at its core. It's niggas on stage. And people be like, oh, I don't even believe the shit. I don't know if Drake really got a nose job. That's not the point. It's the wittiness in which you put your words together. Can you creatively dissect another nigga? Because that nigga, everybody ain't about to, nigga, I cut your guts out in front of your mama. Nigga, that's battle rap. They ain't not really about to do that. Nigga.
Saute them shits. Yeah.
Boom. Tasty, nigga. That's a battle rap. Just lying on stage for 20 minutes. So it's not about the truth of it. It's about the creativity. That's what makes real raw shit so dope. It was just the funniness of like, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got your nose fixed. You look like your daddy, nigga. Like, it was just funny. Fucking white boy. Like, that was...
White boy.
Like, it was just... It wasn't about... I don't know if it was true or not. Who knows? Who knows if Jay-Z skeeted on Nas's baby mama car seat? We don't know. But the fucking visual pause.
Right.
Or just the concept that it happened is like that nigga skeeting on your baby car seat, nigga. That's fucked. You gotta fight. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up.
We don't. It's not even about the truth. It's about the creativity, man. And how creative can you be? And I'm just excited. I love it because it's just anticipation every day. I'm a big fan of almost to the point. I think I want to start doing them, but in a different way. I'm a big fan of review videos and response videos.
Yeah.
And why am I drawing a blank right now? Not review videos. Oh my God, man.
I hate when that happens.
I'm drawing a blank right now. Reaction videos. God damn.
Oh yeah.
I'm a big fan of reaction videos. So if you go on mine, you'll probably see, you know, at some point, I don't know how many of this, all this reaction. I love reaction videos. If you go one right here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so like I almost want to start doing them because I love them so much. But I enjoy waking up every morning and like, oh, I wonder if my nigga know like Shaq or something and then reacted to something. You know what I'm saying? And like, because it's something new every single day coming through with hip hop, man. Mm-hmm. And we still waiting for Kendrick. What niggas think the outcome gonna be? What's the outcome?
I got it. I'm sticking with KDOT. I think he'll come with something crazy and just murder the whole situation.
The more I think about it, I think he might hickory dickory dock. The light went up the clock. Ass nigga, man. I don't know if he
said ass nigga.
I don't know. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But as every hour ticks, I get less and less confident.
No, I got you.
And Drake on some bully shit.
The thing is this. He could not come back.
He got to come back.
He has to. Because you the one that started this shit, nigga. So you got it. He
got it at this point. Yeah.
Now the light skinned nigga smacking your whole ass around, and you ain't saying shit.
Yeah, he got to say something. He got to. So I'm hoping he's working on something, because if not, it's gonna drastically change my view. My reaction.
Yeah.
Is gonna be, okay. I still love your music, but I can't really ride with you like that no more. He got to say something.
He got to.
And he will. Yeah. I'm pretty confident he will.
Yeah.
You know,
but it needs to be game over. Say something, like to the point where nobody else want to say nothing.
See, this is the thing. I don't know if Kendrick is for this climate, because again, with somebody like Drake gonna troll, he gonna do all the stupid shit or whatever.
That's true too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so he might get the little fans. You know, Drake. You know, I see people calling about it, he got fanboys. He'll get these. He got people that'll support him no matter what. And again, K-Dot might drop some of the hardest shit out there, and people might be like, but whatever. He clowns you on some whatever, you know. But you know, we'll see.
You shall see.
So, with this, you got something else?
I got a couple, but go ahead.
But I'm sorry. But this too. So, in the little, I guess the muddy part about the whole thing with Chris Brown and Quavo too is that supposedly it's about Saweetie. So I even like, I don't know if that it's even the one part in the song where he was saying something about, you know, when he fucked my ex, but I fucked your, you know, who you were, whatever. And he's like, don't let that line go over your head. And I ain't that sweet. Mm-hmm. I thought that was like him being, he said like a couple lines in a row too. Like, and I'm like, is that him kind of putting that towards that or whatever?
Oh, it definitely like, is.
You know, do y'all think that, I know everybody's grown and people can do what they want to do. And it's probably going to tie into one of our other topics that we got coming up too. People can do what we want to do. But don't y'all think at some point, people would get tired of being the person that, I ain't gonna say, I don't want to use the term get passed around, because I think that's, you know, if you dating somebody, you dating somebody.
Get passed around.
You know, but it's like, at some point, don't you want to stop being, okay, I'm with this industry dude here, then I'm with this industry dude, I'm with this person. And I get that you date who's in your circle, you know, in a sense, but it's like, at some point, don't you want to be like, all right, I'm not fucking with industry dude. At least not entertainers or something like that. Maybe it's a person that works in the business but does the business side of stuff or something like that. Like, don't people want to? Don't you get tired of having your name attached to shit and your shit is in songs and all that? Like people don't get tired of that. There's regular women out here that are not celebrities. There are regular people who are trying to fuck celebrities so they can be taken care of or whatever, and you got your own bread, you got your own talent, whatever per se, and this is what you're doing. Like you don't want to not, you don't get tired of having that attached to you.
I was, I'm always watching pods and different shows, and they was talking about how it's like it's just a crop of women who basically get passed around that industry. Some of them are industry women, like in the industry. Some of them are not industry women.
Yep.
Just, you know, the BBL mafia who get passed around, and they be fucking the same chicks. You'll see it with Wayne and Nipsey. Both got babies with Lauren London. Like, it's they just fuck with the same niggas. I don't know why.
That's a great question.
I don't know, and I guess you would think they would get tired of it.
I don't know, man. I think they may do it because if they ain't got no real talent, I hate to say this, let me rephrase that, I think they do it to stay relevant within the circle they're trying to be in, the Hollywood and all the other stuff. They could easily go, I mean, look at them. They could easily go find a dude. You know what I'm saying? But I think they doing it to stay relevant and stay at a certain tier when it comes to like Hollywood and like the industry. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
It's just, and I guess, you know, and again, in today's climate, we have to make sure that we say it also too. I guess at some point, men should be tired of fucking the, why would you want to be out here fucking the same chick that, you know how many other people that you absolutely know that they were messing with the same person. I mean, again, so in that same vein too, we'll keep that same energy of saying that. But
because niggas trophy, it's even a word, trophialize women.
I was giving you
they trophialize women. So it's like you put Saweetie up on this pedestal as, you know, I want to get Saweetie. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you had an opportunity to take down Ice Spice, would you be like, you know what? She's had too many sexual partners. You know what?
Niggas is gonna be in there clapping cheeks, nigga. Hey, that's just how it goes.
You know what, Coco Jones? You know what?
You're just a little.
You're too famous for me.
Yeah. I didn't even like Bel Air.
Yeah, that's our fault because we do. We fetishize certain shit. So that's where our fault, I think, really comes in at.
Like I said, that maybe that leads into the the thing with the thing you discovered this week with Rihanna. Mm-hmm. So that interview you brought up, was that she just did that recently?
She just did it.
Okay.
If you've seen Rihanna recently, it was crazy going into. I wish I had them pictures. Damn, I don't have them. Rihanna recently has been taking a lot of pictures, but they have been very Lauryn Hill-ish.
Really?
Very discreet.
Yeah, like really kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Let me see if I can put Rihanna 2024. See if I can find some of these.
Mm-hmm. What's that top left right there?
Yeah, they've just been... man, there was another one too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go.
What the?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
She looked like Erykah Badu right
there.
Yeah,
she really do.
Yeah, she's been on a different kick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mm-hmm. not, this ain't the same Rihanna.
It ain't sex appeal.
It ain't sex appeal Rihanna no more. This is Rihanna now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they can't, let me switch to it so they can see it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, this is still a dope picture, but it's not Rihanna from 10 years ago when her titties and ass is out on every picture. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, it's a different dressed Rihanna nowadays. Because it is.
It's a nice family picture.
It changes the game. It changes the game, man. And it forever will change the game. So, let me see if we can do this.
Do you feel like she will lose?
I was just sitting there thinking, like, will she lose fans? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, she has a whole lingerie brand. What is it? Is it Savage Fenty?
Yeah. Because this right here was 515 weeks ago.
I ain't doing the math.
So we're talking about damn near 10 years.
Yeah.
It's Pacey's on here, so don't worry about it. But this is Rihanna back then. Mm-hmm. And she got on one interview and said basically.
Yeah, go ahead and set it up. Yeah.
She basically said she can't believe she dressed like that. She can't believe she used to have her tits out and her butt out. And, you know, I would never dress like that now that I'm a mm-hmm. mom. Guys have been
Dev saying, is appalled right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I am because
I am appalled. You ain't appalled.
I don't know how many times we gotta have this conversation before I don't know, man. I'm lost, man. Because it's just a cycle.
Hold on. We not gonna just go fast.
About that sound effect you just did. Trying to think.
That shit was so dope that it was like.
I'm literally lost.
Trying to get your thoughts together right now, man.
I'm flabbergasted, nigga. That's flabbergasted.
Yeah.
That was a flabbergast, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just. We say how much. I tried to explain the other day. We have these different conversations between men and women at work and stuff like that. We had these convos. And how we don't. Like. Guys, I'm not comparing women to cars.
It's just an analogy.
Analogy.
Right.
But we can have an affinity for certain cars, but we still want our car to be, we want our car that we have every day to be able to get us from point A to point B. We want it to be a nice car, very good car, mm-hmm. a car we love, we want to take care of. But we know that 1964 Chevelle is not an everyday car.
Right?
We know that. We will Google and googly eye over that car. That 64 Chevelle in mint condition is a BBL.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better say a BBL done right.
It's a BBL done right. Yes, does it look okay? Probably. What the did that person have to go through in order to spend $35,000 on their body? Mm-hmm. And do you want to settle down for the rest of your life? With a person that makes that decision. That's up to you. Maybe it's a yes. But I'm just saying for the average person, it's a no. We love and enjoy the natural woman. We really do. Right. But why y'all be looking at this shit online? First of all, don't say we be looking at shit online because you don't know us. Right. But if we do, If you just so happen to do that,
right?
It's a 64 Chevelle. You admire the vehicle. You don't necessarily want to drive that car to the grocery store every damn day, though.
Right.
That's not the car you want as your everyday car.
Right.
For the rest of your life, day in, day out. The shit you got to go through, the maintenance, you still got to crank down window. I don't want that shit.
Right.
Right. I don't want this woman.
Right. Man.
Yeah, you see it online, you admire what it looks like. That's what's up. Shout out to her. Congratulations to her. You know what I'm saying? So over it, so you get it back to the people with no clothes on, ass out, titties out. Man, it's not what we want from the person that we want to spend the rest of it. Come on, man.
It's visual. It's visuals. Many,
partially because we know you don't really want to do that. Because 10 years from now, you could be on somebody's fucking red carpet telling us how you should have never did it in the first place.
Yeah, right. I think that's the illest thing. I saw something recently online when you brought this up pre-show. I saw something recently online where I think somebody else had kind of said the same thing. And I think Keena had posted about somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody said it wasn't her. He don't tweet a lot. I should see if I could find it. I guess sometimes he do tweet a lot. But he was like, oh, this is somebody that made their money off the bats of telling women about sexualizing themselves and stuff like that or whatever. And then all of a sudden you get to a point, like, I shouldn't have done that or whatever. But you've made your money.
You done
and,
now.
And you've done mental harm. He didn't say that much, but you've done mental harm to other people because, you know, let's try to have a conversation, you know, about something that we might get in trouble for from women. So whatever. Mm-hmm. But you've done mental harm to people who you've spent so much time trying to convince that this shit was right and this shit was this and this shit was that. And to be fair, again, as men, we don't get the autonomy to say what you should do with your body. Let's make sure we make this point clear. But, you know, we have sat here at times and be like, hey, that looks weird. Or even her saying that, oh, well, I'm a mother now, whatever. You know, it was a guy. I'm old enough to, as people say, I'm old enough to remember, you know, when somebody's mother went to an Usher show with her, now that you mentioned, I just thought about it, with her ass out at an Usher show. And people said, well, she's just having a night out and she's just dumb. And it's so funny now because people use that term and say, well, she's a mom. Like, just being funny to turn it on his head. The same way we turned the word nigga on his head and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's cool and everything, but it's just like, but is people lying in a sense? Like, nobody's trying to sit there and say that you can't do these things. Again, we don't have the autonomy to say, hey, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do these things. But it almost feels like when you make a comment like that sometimes, it's almost like when you're talking to and I'm not saying y'all are children, but it's almost like when you're talking to a child sometimes and they just try to say the opposite just to piss you off.
Just to piss you off.
Or just to spite you and all these things or whatever. When it's just like, yo, this shit just makes sense. Like we just looking at something on the surface and this makes sense. But because it's a man telling you, you got to fight it. Alright, but now you're looking at Rihanna, you said, what is it, 10 years later? It's like, I shouldn't have done this. How many men have said this 1,000 times or whatever? And if we want to offshoot this just a touch, that's why I said the reason we may get in trouble a little bit, because I asked Carlisha a week and a half or so ago, right after the Final Four, right after the Elite Eight game, when Angel Reese was at the press conference, she was crying and she was talking about being sexualized or whatever. Yes, it's completely wrong. The grown men are out here making AI videos of you necking and stuff like that. It's can we understand that this is wrong? This is my thing. Two things can be true. And then we said this is like the theme of life that people don't accept. Two things can be true. It's 100% wrong that men are here making AI videos of you and stuff like that. It's whatever you want to call it. But can we sit here and have an adult conversation about the fact that even this week, Angel, you are standing up on an IG post with a onesie that looks like it's for a 6-year-old when you're holding it up in the air. It looks like it's the size for a 6 or 8-year-old. This onesie or whatever you put on that you then put on and model for the camera. And turn around and flash your ass, and it got the cutouts in the middle so they can see your titties. I mean, it's like, it's just like, It's just, can we say the two things can be true? Can we say you have every right in the world to put that on? Can we say it's weird when people make naked pictures of you that's fake and stuff like that?
Real quick.
And it wasn't even that one.
You seen this one?
I saw this one too, but it wasn't even this one. And it's just like, yo, you can't, I'm not going to say you can't, but it's like, if you do this and then you throw your ass out there literally for the camera people that says, hey, look at my ass. Again, it's like we may get in trouble for it. We may get in trouble for it because people are gonna till they blue in the face gonna say she can do it. And again, you can, but it's like when you want to say stop sexualizing me, but then because I asked my question to Corleisha a couple weeks was, I said I didn't want to bring it up on the show until I could actually make an intelligent way of bringing it up because I didn't want to sound just completely guyish about it. But it's like, again, the blue outfit she did this week, and it was something, I don't even know if it was her page or something that she was modeling or branding-wise this week, where she's like...
It was a Fashion Nova. That's been out for a while.
That's what it was. Yeah, and it's like...
That's been out for a while.
That's old. But it's like, yo, mm-hmm. it's she put up this small-ass piece of clothing
mm-hmm.
that's like, yo, like, the lengths you had to go to squeeze your whole body into this goddamn thing. Let's just be... To squeeze your whole goddamn body into that thing to say... Yo, don't sexualize me, but I'm gonna put this outfit on to show my that has no other purpose but to show my whole ass. Let's just be honest. It's like, mm-hmm. can more than one thing be true when it comes to that? Again, we don't have the autonomy to say that. You can just be a teenager living your life, a young 20-year-old living your life, and all of these things. But my question to Kalisha at the time was, that's the one right there. Mm-hmm. Look how small that goddamn thing is. Look how small that goddamn thing is.
I'm done with it. I don't want to hear it no more. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
What was we saying now?
So the AI stuff is completely it's insane that people are doing that. Look how small that is.
Bro, I'm done with the whole. I'm sorry, this is gonna get me in trouble. I'll try to
I'm already saying we probably gonna get in trouble for this conversation. I'm
done with the whole I'm about to try to pull a dev real quick. Nigga, if I walk around with a motherfucking shirt and hat on that got golden arches on it, you don't think I work at McDonald's, right? That's all I got to say.
I ain't gonna be like, how much them tacos? How much them tacos, Taco Bell? Why would you ask that?
It's that simple to me. And if you a person that try to make an issue of it, you're overcomplicating the whole situation.
I mean, you could work at McDonald's.
Go make a documentary about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nigga, at the end of the day, if you present yourself a certain way and then turn around and say, oh, don't sexualize. What? What do you mean? You do know you're going to have to deal with people that's going to look at you that way, right?
You know what that is?
Yep.
What is that?
Somebody just had a, what's the name? Hold on. Was this shown online?
Mm-hmm.
What the?
Well, I mean, they're not showing it, though.
Come on.
All right. Not showing it.
No, next time, I'm not even going to disrespect you like that. I was about to say something, but I've been disrespecting you. Next time somebody else that we don't know's other half goes to get day wax, why don't she show her coochie imprint on TikTok and tell me how it ain't that bad?
I ain't saying one
thing. Nigga, you walk in the house, kick the motherfucking door down. Motherfucker, is you crazy? Did I just see your coochie imprint online?
What did Biggie say? Kicking the door.
Waving the four horn, nigga.
All I heard. Jokes, people. Jokes. Yeah, so nobody's jokes. Nobody.
Like, come on
that.
Now. Man, yeah, don't put your coochie imprint online.
Yeah, I mean,
again. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. I mean, again, I tried to ask Corleisha because I really wanted to have a conversation about again, I wanted to be sound more intelligent about it because I was trying to figure out how to get to the point of saying stop sexualizing me. I'm being serious as a man. I want to get to that point when you sell products and things strictly based on sexuality.
Yes.
If you're going
to get away.
And I'm trying to get to an intelligent part of it. I really am.
But I'm saying you show the coochie extraction from your, what else are we doing? What else are we promoting?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't live.
Come on, man!
I don't live in that world anymore. I'm done with it. I'm done. I am done.
If Caitlin Clark
that shit, just period.
Had an imprint of her coochie getting waxed on live, it would leave SportsCenter. That is not normal. If LeBron pulled a dick print extraction of his dick getting waxed,
you know,
are we serious? Are we fucking serious?
Now you got me over, here like
This is crazy. This, when you think about it, when you think about the delusion to go from having your coochie waxed, you show the imprint to like, they sexualizing me.
I ain't trying to hear it.
Nigga. What are we talking
now,
about?
Now, from the aspect as far as somebody like trying to do something to you, 100% wrong.
That's fucked up.
But don't sit
but don't open the door and then be like, niggas coming in. What the fuck you think? The creeps is online waiting for coochie imprints, ma'am.
Yeah. Like, that was unnecessary. I thought it was a pad at first.
No.
I don't know. What I thought that was going to be like a face thing or whatever.
No,
I
sir.
What it has was. The whole thing.
See, yeah.
You now you know what her shit looked like.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
but
I
we sexualizing her.
Yeah, I just,
can we start acting like the coochie and the ass serve different functions? Right. And the titties, either you promote breastfeeding or sex.
Right, exactly.
You're promoting shitting or sex.
Right.
You're promoting pissing or sex. That's it. Stop fronting.
Right.
What else is your titties promoting?
Right.
What else is my meat promoting?
Right.
Pissing or fucking. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why are we fronting like it means anything else?
I mean, I'm trying to.
What else do you do with your meat, brother? Other than piss with it and have sex with it, it has no other function on earth.
Right. That's it.
So what are we talking about? What else is twerking? It ain't gotta be sexual. Were they promoting shitting? What else is the ass used for?
Right.
What are we fucking talking? What world do we live in? I'm sick and tired of living in this weird world.
I'm, bro,
we gotta like mince our words.
Thank you.
What the fuck is
I'm tired of it.
What else do we use our ass for?
Because I feel like we get some people online that some I'm being 100% honest. We get some very intelligent women who I think get bad reps sometimes because they come off really strong and sometimes and these are my words. Sometimes guys' egos don't allow them to listen to or deal with a strong one. Somebody like a Joy Taylor who was smart. A lot of people like her and stuff like that. She's attractive,
strong
or whatever.
Opinions.
Strong opinions, sports knowledge or whatever. It's a lot of guys that she irritates because she won't back down and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can see her making her being the type of person that would make an argument about why she's able to do this. Which again, you have that point. But it's just like I don't. It's almost as simple as you just said, Dev. It's like it's only two things that you're doing with these things. It's like and it's just I think some of the stuff that gets done with Angel is so far fetched. Like, yeah, again, I haven't seen any. I'm being dead as honest. I've never seen AI fake naked pictures of or whatever. But let's not act like this stuff hasn't happened over the course of time for years and years and years and years. Yeah. The internet has been around for a long time, and we just talked about at the beginning of the show how this shit is progressing. Mm-hmm. So the shit has been happening for a long time. But again, When just a week or two ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I think it was, you were just sitting there on the stage talking about stop sexualizing me, whatever, and I'm watching you with these doing stuff like this. And again, it's just like when you're using sexuality to sell stuff, how am I supposed to sit here as a person that even if I wanted, me being a person that wants to sit there and support you and say, yeah, this is wrong, I hear you 100%, you know. But if I flick on the IG this week and I'm, again, you hold up a baby's onesie, tell me that little ass thing there screamed adult size. Tell me that.
Right.
Anybody that saw that video, tell me that screams adult size. So that That's outfit right. had one purpose.
Right.
And if anybody want to try to convince me of that, outside of that,
that's crazy.
Then you are trying to, then the,
you
whatever.
Gaslight me. You gaslight me at this point.
Put it like this. I'm going to simplify all this whole scenario. What's one of the main things we was taught as a child? Don't put your hand in fire because you'll get burned. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. And I correlate that with this because with the sexualizing and different shit. If I put my hand in the fire, I'm going to get burned.
Yeah.
If you do this type of shit online, motherfuckers going to come for you.
But see, that's what people say now we sound like the what's it, the dog whistle, where it's like, well, you wore a bat, so that should happen. And it's not
no
what people are saying. I just feel like I feel like we sometimes.
That's, I mean, that that is exactly.
I see what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying is,
you're grown enough to understand your environment. I'm not saying that that's right. I'm saying it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are two different things.
Yep.
Right and true are two different things. You walk into a blood neighborhood in blue.
You ain't gonna make it out the neighborhood.
The truth is, you're gonna get fucked up. Is it right? No. Those are, so stop mistaking my truth. I mean, my truth for what's right. We can have two separate conversations. What I'm saying is, the truth is, you're sexualizing yourself. It's not right that niggas, but you're sexualizing yourself, and that's the truth, man.
Yep.
I don't know what else to tell you. I can't sugarcoat this shit no more. Stop putting imprints of your pussy online.
Right.
You're sexualizing yourself, and that's the truth.
Of your piece.
And the truth of that is, you're going to open the door to the creeps. Is it right that creeps are coming through the door? No.
Is it right that creeps exist?
No.
Right.
But they do.
Yeah.
And if you wear blue in a red neighborhood, you get your ass whooped.
Yep.
That's the truth. Now, I'm not here. I can't fix gang violence.
Right.
I'm just telling you how to function in a gang world.
I hate that he sounded so. He sounded like Don Lemon when he said this shit. Now, I can't fix gang violence. This nigga's giving a presidential address right there, Barack. Oh, now there are gangs out here, and some neighborhoods you can wear red.
Some you can wear blue.
I can't fix gang violence. But what I'm here to tell you tonight.
Do not wear red around the crib. But I'm just, I feel what you're saying. I just
don't want to get in trouble like we're being completely insensitive. And I wish sometimes people will understand that there's, because we try to eliminate nuance from so many conversations sometimes to just try to sit there and say everything's got to be black and white. Yeah. I know you always say no shades of gray, but sometimes it is a little gray, whatever. I mean, we always, as you say, mince words, but we lead every conversation with saying we're not saying this is right.
Mm-hmm. But it's true.
And I think they just throw that whole thing out the window when you say this. We're not saying this is right or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it ain't right that people break into houses or whatever. But if you break into my house, chitty chitty bang bang,
motherfucker. Yeah. Right and truth is two different things.
Because you talked about somebody knocking on your door, or whatever.
Look.
When they was gone, when Carisha was gone a couple weeks back, when I told y'all. My Ring camera went off at 3 a.m, and usually I could lose a notification. I'm home by myself. Mm-hmm. I look at it's like, oh no, somebody's at your front door. I look at the front door camera, and all I saw was movement, but it was the bush. Oh. And the bush never sets off the Ring camera, never. But for whatever reason, for like a 3-day stretch, to be 3:15, 3:20 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and that shit went off, and I looked at the phone and said somebody said, when the video first opened up, all I saw was movement, and I didn't see it was the tree. Mm-hmm. I was reaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know, was I was reaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And to the ladies that's looking, that may see this or whatever, you got to see the subliminal message we're trying to send. We really trying to look out for y'all,
mm-hmm.
for real, and say, look, this is what this is promoting, this is what this is doing. So don't look at it as an insult, or look at it as we trying to.
They were looking at it as controlling.
Yeah.
That's how they were looking.
The reality is, we trying to say, hey, look, if you do this, this may happen, and you can't be mad at it when it happens.
They will look at it and say it's controlling, and they will also say that, hey, you know, men should be controlling themselves more, and then, oh, you should be talking to your peoples more. And that's true.
Yeah.
But again, to Dev's point, in the climate of what it is or whatever, like, we should also be trying to stop gang violence, but we can't.
Yeah.
So until it is eliminated, this is how you function in this space. Like I don't like getting profiled by white people or cops or whatever.
But I know how to function.
But I fucking know how to, if I get pulled over on my way home, I know where to keep my hands and all this stuff. I know to take the wallet out my pocket. And we not saying it's right. We not saying it's
exactly.
None of that.
It's
or whatever.
True.
It's just, and I just feel like what we miss in time, at different points in time in this society right now, is the ability to take nuance out of it. Because what we have to do is we have to take a side. And then once we take that side, we got to dig our feet in, and we can't move and all. It's just like, no, it's just, can we just acknowledge this as a whole, what these things are? And again, it's not right. But how do we move in a space to protect ourselves right now?
Yeah.
You know.
So before we get up out of here, we're going to play a bit of a game. I'm going to pit the fellas against one another. I don't know what y'all gonna win. I don't know what y'all gonna win for this.
I'm losing like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna keep track.
I'm losing like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna keep track.
Yeah, okay.
These are the slang. The a lot of them are either two or three letters to describe a phrase or a word that people use via text, DM.
Basically the younger people now.
Yeah, to communicate. Anybody 35 and younger. So this is an update for 35 and up on what these things mean. So I'm gonna try to keep a tally real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to lose. I'm telling you right now. I probably won't know none of them.
Right hand is Playboy. Left hand is Brainstorm. I'm going to count them out. All right. First one. OMM, what that stand for?
Oh, my mama.
Oh, my
hey!
Mama.
Hey!
Yeah, Playboy got it.
Playboy got it.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
ASL.
I want to say that means as hell.
Yep.
Right now.
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
Okay. WTS.
What the?
Went to sleep.
Oh, shit.
NGL.
NGL? Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
that
that's
not gonna lie.
Yep.
I see that on Twitter.
ONG.
ONG? I know that one too.
I ain't got a clue.
Oh, God. This that's nigga, that Twitter line.
Hey, you a hip ass nigga, man.
I know. That's only on Twitter, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
WBU.
I'm a guess and say what's been up.
No. Nope.
What about you?
Yeah.
Nigga, I have
for one, nigga.
I got a teenager in the house. What you talking about? What you talking about?
EVB.
Ah, nah. Nope.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's not.
GTS.
Get the strap. That's what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning a couple weeks ago.
Said, get the strap.
Nah.
Going to sleep.
Yeah, nope.
What? MBN.
MBN? Nope.
Must be nice.
Yeah, nah.
ALR.
All right. That's got to be all right.
Nope.
Hold on. Let me think of that. ALR.
I ain't got a clue.
I
think I know.
I didn't get Playboy. I ain't got nothing funny. It's already.
Man.
STG.
That's, I know that one. That one, swear to God.
Yeah, swear to God.
That one, swear to God.
5-1 Brainstorm. He busting that ass. Fuck. YT.
I think I supposed to know this one, too.
That's easy.
YouTube?
Nope.
I think YT? I'm supposed to know this one.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah.
Twitter. Because you know, they flag you for so much stuff, so they'll use that in place when they talk about white people.
OFC.
Of course.
Yep.
I know that one, too, man.
DPMO.
Nah, I'm cool.
You think I'm gonna get 5?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Don't piss me off.
Man.
DTM. We got 5 more.
DTM. Oh, I know that. That just came out on the radio show this week. I heard that. Doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. What? LBS.
Pounds.
No, let me think. This nigga's at a doctor's office right now. LBS. I'm supposed to know this
one. This one funny as fuck.
I'm supposed to know this one. What is it?
Little bitches.
Nah, I ain't know that one.
What? LBVS.
Yeah.
LBVS.
Little bitch ass niggas. I don't know. Shit. I don't know.
Laughing but very serious. I never heard that before in my life, nigga. Nah. DKM. Wow. 3 more. It's a store. Don't kill me. LRT.
That's later, I think, right?
Nope.
LRT.
LRT. Oh, no. LRT.
You ain't going to get it.
Yeah, all right.
Last retweet.
Oh, shit.
YK.
You know?
Yep. So, Brainstorm.
Whoop that ass.
Hey, look. I told you from the jump.
He went 9 for 21. You went 1 for 21.
James put one to feed. He put one. He said, what did it say? It says, you got one for, and then it says Fortnite. Like all caps. Like the game. So does that mean? I know.
Oh, the way they communicate probably via chat.
I mean, is that, I know it's got to catch up. So he'll have to let us know. Is that, like you said, is it how they communicate, or does that stand for something? Because I would be that's too many. I'm with you. That's too many letters on that one. Like I said, a lot of those I get because of just seeing people looking at the stories on Twitter, and so seeing how people talking about stuff. So I'm like, all right, so like the YT, I know they're talking about, they use that for white people because you don't want to get your account flagged for hate speech or something like that. So they use that. But some of these is just outrageous. It's our generation now. It's us talking about what we talked about at the beginning of the show with the phones and the conversation and stuff. And we have to know these things because you can look through your kid's phone and you don't know what they got going on whatever. And I'm sorry, going back to what we were talking about earlier too with the whole thing. We have a Ring camera. He don't know. I've seen him walk to the door with his phone when he had it because he ain't had it for a minute now. Mm-hmm. I've seen him get into the door, just swipe, 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 swipe. All he doing is he racing. Swipe, 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 swipe. He'll stand at the door for a few minutes. Swipe, 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 swipe. He racing everything before he come into the door.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes. As you should.
Right. Hey, man.
See, that's my whole thing. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's why I got, I'm sorry to be yelling.
No, go.
The exact reason, this is exactly what I felt. I said to him, at least have the decency to erase this shit. You got it in the phone, like, so nigga, I don't give a fuck.
So is that a man thing? Because it's like, so again, we have a of
if age. I erase it, I'm a bitch.
No, I mean, like, we obviously have an of age 13-year-old at home who, you know, again, going back to your story earlier, whatever, like we talked about our age of discovering ourselves or something like that. So as a man, I know what's happening at some point. And I'm just like, I feel like when I was that age, I had a little more couth about some things. But maybe we thought we was, you know what I thought about recently? Maybe I thought I was hiding a bunch of shit way better than what it was. And maybe my dad was just like, I know what these motherfuckers is up there doing or something like that or whatever, you know? And it's just like, you know, so it's like, is that a man that you wanted him to just be like, yo, at least erase some shit or whatever. And I'm always looking at, you know, thinking about at home being like, yo, just don't be so obvious about this shit or whatever at some point or Like nigga, your 35-minute shower is like 2 minutes washing your ass. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be honest about this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you now my water bill is high, my nigga. Like, yo, get a sock like other niggas have done in the past. I don't know. But so is that a man? I'm asking for it. Is that like a man thing where we just like, yo, we know this shit is going to happen. Like yo, just kind of button it up a little bit, you know? Yeah, or we just probably, being,
I get it. Yeah.
Are we being probably, outrageous with that?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, that's probably it.
It could be something inside of us that trait.
Life is funny when you got kids that age.
Yeah, man.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's look. Head out. I was waiting to see if he'd be responding about the Fortnite thing. Yeah, but maybe he did mean that. Maybe it was just because they do communicate a ton on Fortnite. And I mean, just everything, man. It's just, you know, they talking on everything. I mean, like, you don't even have to be. I just realized recently that you don't even have to be playing the game. Like, they're talking on them headphones outside of the game. It's just a feature that's available on it. And so we've had to have some conversations around that recently because, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 in the morning. You think you're about to be on some headphones talking to people and stuff. It's like, nah. We in a different space as parents, man. And I think a lot of people are probably doing the best they can. And, you know, people are obviously doing what's right. Everybody's home is going to be different than what you think is appropriate at different times and all those things. But, I mean, it's just, I do think parents need to be just vigilant, just that we got to understand that it ain't us. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the VHS takes us a long goddamn time ago, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so it's, you know, hopefully everybody's staying on the ball with everything, man. So,
yeah, man.
All right, man, we'll get on up out of here, man. Playboy, give them all your shits.
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, it's Playboy the DJ, Playboy DADJ. You can find me on Instagram, Playboy _ James 3. You can find me on Facebook under my government. If you know me, then you know me.
They know you.
And you can find me on all DMSD Boy platforms, man. Great show. Glad to be back. See you guys next week.
Dev, give them all your shits.
It's Big Dev, man. Do what needs to be done, whether you like it or not. It's the real Big Dev 216 everywhere.
Everywhere.
Man. Everywhere. All right, DMST16@yahoo.com. Questions, comments, concern, feedback, all that good stuff. We identified our date for our next pod and R&B. We'll give that to y'all.
June 1st.
Oh, well, we'll give it to y'all now. But so we identified our date for the next pod and R&B. to be honest, we have another one we plan on doing in July too. We already have a theme for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was putting some thought into it over the weekend about what we can really do to make that one special. We mm-hmm. have a theme for that July one.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that one. And I think that's pretty much it, man. So by the time we back next Sunday, man, the Cavs series may be over.
Mm-hmm.
Or we may be sitting here like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I thought about it too. I'm like, we should have did a playoff preview show. Like we should
have.
Browns.
We should have.
But yeah, it's all good, man. So anyway, it may be cloudy today, but the sun will come out tomorrow. And as long as you are here under the sun, live your life to the best of your motherfucking ability. I am DJ Brainstorm for you on all social media. That is DJ Brainstorm, the number for the letter.
You. I love pandas.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.